Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Hey, those who are very far, they can come close. Your MC is here, Maura. Okay, good morning, everyone. I know today is chilly day, but I hope you have taken enough coffee. Good morning once again. Bonjour. Comment ça va? Ça va bien? Merci. Okay, now we are going to introduce myself. Myself, I'm Manasseh Maura. I work here at A, Baker Hub. Okay, as a technical system. Here is to tell you that for those who doesn't know me, I'm also MC and I'm also a dancer, singer, everything. Okay. Now, I want to start with the introduction, first introductions of visitors. Any visitors who are here, they can come in front here or I can come to them. I have no problem. Any visitor who feel like introducing herself or himself can come here. You are welcome. I don't mind. I don't fear people. These people are very good people. Oh, yeah.
Hello, everyone. My name is Martin. I'm barely a week old here. I'm stationed at LGI department, and I'm looking forward to having a good experience here with you. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you. Clap for him. That's good. He's courageous. Okay, who else can come and introduce? Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Make me laugh.
Morning. So I have a number of scientists to introduce. I'm moving to from Baker Hub. So those who came in under the ABCF, please come forward. Chop, chop.
Faster.
I think there are about six, if I'm not wrong. So we'll start whoever shows up first on the scene. So there are a number of visiting scientists who have come in under the Africa Biosciences Challenge Fund Fellowship Program. To my immediate right, we have Ache Le Asha from Cameroon. So I'll ask you just to say the topic of your research, or what brings you here, and for how long you are here, and then we'll applaud you and make you feel good.
Good morning to everyone. I'm called Achemi Achang from University of Boya, Cameroon. I'm working on identification of wild edible and medicinal mushrooms from Cameroon. I'll be doing also nutritional profiling of the edible ones, and I'm going to be here for 6 months, hoping that all will be well. Thank you very much.
Okay, let's clap for Ache. Or applaud her. Welcome. Next, we have Francis Motuni. Francis Motuni works for KEFIS, Kenya Plant Health Inspectorate Service, senior officer there. He'll also be around sorting out issues of maize lethal necrosis disease. So, Francis, you're welcome to this community. We do this every Friday, but today we just did it specially for you. So, feel proud. So, tell us a bit about the work in 1 minute and for how long you'll be around.
Thank you very much. My name is Francis Matuni. I work with Kenya Plant Health Inspectorate Service, but I'm here for 12 months. I'll be working on viruses that cause maize lethal necrosis disease. I'll be doing distribution and molecular characterization, and also I'll be working on the host plants that harbor these viruses in the country. I'm a PhD student in Jomo Kenyatta University of Agriculture and Technology, but as I said earlier, I work with KEFIS. Thank you very much.
Okay, welcome. Let's give him a clap. And then we have Elijah Nyamwangi. Elijah Nyamwangi works for CALRO, Kenya Agricultural Livestock Research Organization. He'll be here, I guess, for 6 months, looking at issues of viability of forage species in the Kenya National Gene Bank. So you're welcome. A word or two about your research and what you intend to achieve. Thanks.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Elijah Nyamwangi.
the capacity building rooms are said. I work with the Kenya Agriculture and Livestock Research Organization, TASCARO, and I'm based at the Genetic Resource Research Institute that is charged with the responsibility of conserving chambrasms. So I'll be here in Peka for 6 months, and I'll be working to assess the viability of pastures chambrasm that have been conserved at the National Chimpanzee for over 30 years. So at the end of it all, I expect to achieve the viability status of these chambrasms and develop protocols that will assist my institute in its endeavors. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's give him a clap. I think there are more, but they'll show up next week. So, So this is the name of the group. Just tell us your name, where you are from. I think this is the group that is going for the IGSS. Right. Just the name and what you'll be doing. Half a minute.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Vivian Chembi, and I'll be working with Wild African Coast. I'll be doing most comparative genomics, and I'll be attached to NMIS and Henry. Thank you.
Okay, welcome.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Jacqueline Chepkoech, graduate trainee, IGSS platform.
Morning. Good morning. I'm Moses Ndedito. I'm here at Beka Healing Hub. I'll be undergoing some training on the IGSS platform for maybe a month here before we proceed to Australia.
So let me apply. They are preparing to go to Australia for further training so that they come back more competent. So I think that's all I had for today. Welcome.
Welcome. Maybe we still have somebody who has not given chance to come. You can still introduce. If there's anyone to introduce, you can come. No one to introduce. Oh, let me introduce Petman Restaurant. Oh, they have prepared us even samosa. Oh, they are finished. Oh, no, okay. They will prepare next week a lot. Hi, Sasa. Okay, any introduction from staff, students, from HR? Oh, Petman, they want to talk a bit.
Morning. My name is John Mlungu, and I'm the general manager, Petma Restaurants and Kitchen. With us here is Zabana of who is Petma and what we have, apart from being on the ground here at Rayleigh. So we have three branches in town. The first one, which is the mother of Petma, is a Petma Counter Street, sandwiched in between Jubilee House, Ecobank Building, and City Hall Annex. The second one is Petma Colonel Street, and a building called known as Ratanzi House. And the latest is Petma Kimathi Street. We are also affiliated to Sitwell. Okay, we are on the ground there. Now, who is Petma? Petma is a group of restaurants and kitchens whereby we offer exclusive cuisine of the African cuisine as well as continental cuisines. And very soon we are graduating to being a superpower in catering. So I'm requesting you guys to support us. So anyway, anytime you're in town, we
we are positioned on those three stations. We are kind of triangular kitchens, so that when you are the Coinander Street or next to City of Annex or next to Mission Center, you can get the best of our services. Now, our aim is to offer the best. We promise and we deliver. So kindly I'm requesting you support us as we have brought the kitchen from your house right to your workplace. Thank you very much. With me is the operations manager, Samuel Mugo. Samuel Mugo is in charge of any displeasure of service or any complaints. Mugo. Now, we speak less on the podium and do and speak more in the kitchen. Thank you very much.
Ah, that is good. That is good. Clap for them. I hope they prepare everything that you need. Actually, in the corridor, we have heard about you that you are preparing something good, man. That's it. Everything is good. So, this is 1 week old, so don't make a mistake. Asante sana. Oh, yeah. Keep that spirit. Any ongoing workshops, seminar, everything, they can come and be introduced. From the management, I was told to tell you something. When I finish, I don't just finish like that. Okay, since I don't have something, but I have something. There was a man who was traveling. I'm not reading here. There was a man who was traveling. You know, I hope most of you know Matatu. Matatu, those out, how the Harakisha people. Okay, now that man, as he was traveling, he saw another man. As he was removing money from the pocket, he saw a pistol. And then he saw another one with a pistol. He said, these are not policemen, these are the thugs. Now, how can I scare them? He took his phone, started saying, mutakula, watu watakula nyasi. Ebu nitumie yo mutu, they eat this glass. When they had, after 30 minutes, I want them to eat grass. There are some people who want to steal from me. Those guys, I'm telling you, when they had that and they know it's not a joke, they are right. The next stage, that was good. Safiri vizuri, they were not. Okay, let me say, koheri sana, good weekend, and everybody feel free. Oh, sorry. Wait. Somebody. Oh, sorry, there's somebody, I was not told. There's somebody to come and introduce somebody. Polly.
Asked if people have announcements. Does anyone have other announcements before you know why I'm here? Anyone? No? Gotten this? Right? So what's happening after this? Open day. Yay! All of you got my invites? Hopefully. Okay. Well, for those of you who didn't get my invite, in the info center, which is located here, we're going to have two sessions for 1 hour. One is going to start now, and it's 11, so it will end at 12, and the other one will start at 2 o'clock. We invite you to please come out, come inside and find out a bit more about OCS. First, I'd like to, when I say that, I'd ask Misha to... Misha? Oh.
I'm not at all, I know, but I'm here.
Misha can say a few words.
Hello? Actually, I think you said the words I wanted to say.
Okay.
But, hello, for those who don't know me, I'm Misha Brandenburg, the Director of Corporate Services. But now you should know me, though. And I'm also the Sponsor Director of the OCS team. Today is a nice day because today we're going to present the OCS to all of you. Pretty soon, most of you will go inside of here. What we will do is slowly explain a little bit about OCS, what OCS can do, and how we're going to implement it. Afterwards, we're going to get more practical, and we have 4 little corners where people will show you the system and you can ask all kind of questions you want. So if there's nobody else who wants to say something, I would say let's all get in there and then continue.
for my presentation over there. Yes? Thank you.
Yeah.